You're listening to SBS News.
It's the highest recorded number of displaced people in the organisation's 70-year history. Nearly 80 million people forcibly displaced around the world, according to the United Nations Human Rights Commission. Its annual Global Trends report estimates 40% of those are children below 18 years of age, tens of thousands of whom are said to be unaccompanied. 26 million people are deemed refugees, 46.7 million are internally displaced, and 4.2 million are considered asylum seekers.
I'm Hadila Nashi. I live in Sydney. I came here from Iraq.
Among those who fled religious persecution is 24-year-old Hadil Al-Nashi. She and her parents and four siblings escaped Iraq 7 years ago after her family was threatened. She had just finished her high school studies and had dreams of going to university.
I always dreamed to be a doctor there. I've been like a good student, like I scored like good marks there. But unfortunately, something happened to us. So we left everything and we escaped. We escaped to Jordan. And then we stayed there for 2 years.
Living in Jordan as a refugee, Hadil and her family were not allowed to work or study.
We couldn't study because it costs money. And also we don't have the right to work. We can't go to school. We can't... 2 years just wasted. Yeah, so when we come from zero. We start from zero.
This is the reality for millions of people forced to leave their home countries in fear of their lives. In 2019, 70% of refugees lived in countries neighbouring their own, nearly all of which are considered developing. Turkey hosted the largest number of refugees worldwide, with 3.6 million people. Colombia hosted 1.8 million displaced people, followed by Pakistan, Uganda and Germany. The number of displaced people has increased by nearly 10 million people between 2018 and 2019, which the UNHCR attributes to two main factors. The first factor is ongoing conflict in multiple countries, including the Democratic Republic of Congo, Yemen and Syria. The Syrian war, which is now in its ninth year, accounts for over 13 million refugees, a sixth of the world's total. In Yemen, which is considered the forgotten crisis by the international community, more and more citizens are being internally displaced by war and conflict. The UNHCR's representative in Yemen is Jean-Nicolas Boiser.
We estimate that 80% of the Yemeni population rely on external humanitarian aid for their daily survival. 5 years of conflict have led one out of eight Yemeni to leave their home due to the fighting, the bombing, the shelling, and their home being destroyed or being feeling insecure in their own villages.
Unlike in other conflicts, most Yemenis are unable to flee to neighboring countries.
They cannot leave Yemen due to the geographical location of the country and are trapped within their own countries and often close to the front line.
The report also attributes the growing number of displaced people to the crisis in Venezuela and a better understanding of where and who its fleeing citizens are. By the end of last year, around 4.5 million Venezuelans had fled the country, most of whom travelled to other parts of Latin America and the Caribbean. It's considered one of the biggest displacement crises in the world. One of UNHCR's most pressing concerns for the future, however, is climate change and natural disasters. The UNHCR's Special Advisor on Climate Change, Andrew Harper, says some families and communities have already started to suffer from the consequences of climate change.
We're really concerned that climate change, being the threat multiplier, is going to lead to additional conflict, either directly or indirectly. Because as we're seeing almost everywhere, places are getting drier, it's more difficult to grow crops, people are fighting over resources. Either people are moving because they can no longer survive as they have for generations, or they're having to move because people are fighting over the little that they've got.
Existing refugee populations are also falling victim to climate change or natural disasters. Last year, Tropical Cyclone Idai hit the southeast coast of Africa so hard, UNHCR was forced to move refugee families in Mozambique and Malawi quickly to find safer shelters. Similarly, Rohingya refugees in southern Bangladesh face significant danger during the monsoon season, which causes flooding and landslides. Mr. Harper says he only expects incidents like these to increase in the coming years and is urging governments and policymakers to do more.
Do we see the international community stepping up to the plate? No. There's still too many conferences, there's still too many discussions. But actually, if you're in a place like North Africa or in the South Pacific, where you're losing territory by the day because of rising sea levels, challenges are here and now.
As for Hadil and her family, they were able to resettle in Australia on humanitarian visas in 2015. After 5 years of hard work, learning English, getting her driver's license, and winning a full scholarship at Western Sydney University, she's in her final year of nursing.
Every day, like when I go home, I just feel like I should quit, you know? But then I have support, my family also, like that, they are really supportive. Then my father said, it's okay. You know, you can learn when you put yourself under pressure.
According to the report, Australia welcomed 11% of all resettled refugees in the past 10 years. In 2019, it was just over 18,000. Ms. Al-Nashi says she's glad she was one of them.
A new country means like a new opportunity. There is a new life.
Amelia Dunn, SBS News.